I'm also a talaba talib ilm, still learning, still seeking, still researching and searching also. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, inshallah. So, what we call these sessions in mudhakara, for those that are in alim class, they understand mudhakara is in babe, mufa'ala. Just like how you have musafaha. Musafaha means to shake hands. Wa'anaqa, unuk to unuk. The mudhakara, Allah raham kare. First year boys, inshallah, they'll do the khasiyat. This is the beauty of ilm, my dear brothers. What Allah Ta'ala has given us, we can't put a price to it. The amount of enjoyment in the halqas of ta'lim, halqas of deen, in the halqas of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, the best moments of my time, the best moments of my time when I used to find a person or company that enjoys my, what I like of ilm, masail, he said I can spend hours and nights with him and never get tired. Nukta, something of ma'rifat, another masala, another point over here. He says the enjoyment of one masala opening up. A wonderful Ustaz Mawlana Hasan Dokrat Sahib used to tell us also, we did Nurun Anwar bhai Marana. You do Nurun Anwar bhai? It's Nurun ala Nur. So Nurun Anwar Mawlana came to class the first day, he said, this kitab is very asan hai. Agar mehnat karoge. This kitab is very, very easy if you work hard. Then one day Mawlana asked us also, he said, what's the most amount of thrill you get in your life? Now each student got his own thrill. Mawlana says, when nights go and I'm trying to work out that ibarat and it's mughlaq, pechida, not opening up, the night it opens up, subhanallah. Mawlana says, what enjoyment that now that ibarat opened up. Now I understand it. This is the enjoyment of ilm. In 1995, I think it was 94, Zakim Sahib rahimahullah came to Darul Muzadbal and they had a special program for the ulama ikram. And Ajib from Nahwa and Sarf, Zakim Sahib, how he proved the Sawuf and all the Malfuzat of the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali. But he says you'll find it in every chapter, whether it's Tabligh, whether it's the Sawuf, and all these hours, whether Tazkiyah, whether Tabligh, whether Tasneef, whether Ta'aleem, sab kuch hamara. All these hours, everything has a different flavor, different color, different enjoyment. And you want all of it in everything. So as I mentioned now, when it comes to tasawwuf, to understand it from Nahwu, it says a person gets involved in gunas and sins. And this guna and sin, say jarra ya jurru, it pulls him away from the rahmat of Allah. What he becomes? Majurur. Becomes, he's pulled into the gutter of sin. When he's in the gutter of sin, what happens to the heart? Maksoor. Now he's broken, ya Allah. What do I do now? The majurur, they became maksoor. He said, go look for a lover of Allah. Go and sit in his majlis. And then slowly, slowly, that you will become maftuh. Your heart will open up. And nasaba, then you'll become mansoob also. You get a bit tired. Ya Allah, when am I going to come right in life? I'm still going maksoor, then majurur. The halat al-jar is still there. And all the af'al al-jarra or the asma'u al-jarra is coming, they're putting me down. Not coming right. But slowly you continue, like the first year student doesn't give up. He's writing gardans the whole day. The nahwu too is going into it. 12 years of school, he didn't know so much of homework in his life also. And now he just has to write more gardans, more nahwu, and more surf. Ya Allah, when is it going to end? But they're training him for the ultimate. Not that you come to Bukhari Sharif, now he's copying Arabs. Doesn't know majroof, maftuh. Read everything upside down. Read everything upside down. Like how once I think Mawlana Sahib, it was one of the ustaz wrote on the board. Kaf, Mim, Alif. The following way. Kaf, Mim, Alif. سين تا را يا كرا زبر what word is that جي دیکھو بھائی سی وہ اسمائلنگ all the dirty minds کما سترا now what do you think it is كاف مليم سين تارا انا يا كرا زبر كما سترا But you know what that boy said? Jakhadi boy, get out of the class. Come with a dirty mind. Come with a pure mind. So he became Mansub. Then he became Maftuh. And as he goes on and he perseveres, that is why they say you don't understand the kitab, don't lose hope. Now how many a student makes dua for himself also? Haji Naqwada sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to Darul Umm, he told us, He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some open times for du'as to be accepted. Make the best of it. Like the king opens the treasury. From this time to this time, the treasury is open. Come and take what you want. Now you pitch up after it just closes. King says, sorry, we just closed now. We had the open time. You see, between adhan and iqama, especially in Darul Ulum, between adhan and iqama is a very, very special time. All the boys should be in the safar making du'a. Ya Allah, ilma nafi', ilma nafi', Ya Allah, give me beneficial ilm. Now is the time to take because the Hadith Sharif says du'as are accepted in that time. And then after every salah, du'a is accepted. After every salah, the dubur as-salah, after every salah, one du'a guaranteed acceptance. So we all like hacks. How you hack du'as now? To get it accepted. So guaranteed one du'a, accepted. So what you must do? Make only one du'a. What do you want? Make only one dua, what do you want? 5 times a day, so you got 5 duas for the day. One dua guaranteed acceptance, I only made this one dua. Accepted, Allah will give it to you. I don't understand the kitab. Go after namaz or in your own time, take the kitab in your hand, Ya Allah. Not coming in my mind. Ya Allah, you take rahm on me, put it in my
So the Mashwara, they said, so do a favor, put on Pan Dukan, Pan Chapo said, and let us support you. Imagine if you start calling your family there. Put on a culture of the support you. God is working. You start working on this. Is it what you have done? I want to, yet, rather than designing, yet I want this. But I just can't get it. And retain it. Such thing in my memory. This was happening. But the talab and desire was there. Allah was the desire of the heart. That's why we say, it's not qabiliyat, it's qabuliyat. Tell how sharp you are. Yes, numaya qabiliyat zaruri hai. Or sachi wahaniyat. Allah Hassan al-Yabdi rahimullah would say, or the Prophet in my lady, says to become an outstanding alim of the time, Allah must bless you with such a ruhaniyat, true ruhaniyat spirituality, and my qabiliyat, outstanding capabilities. Mesh the two, put them together, marry them, and Allah will take work from you. So qabuliyat asal cheez hai. He said, I want to do it. He said, okay, carry on with it. He said, you need to push me to. Then I went to qualify. He said, fear for Allah kebab, me tabdeel me lag gaya. After qualified, I got involved with the tabligh. Raad deen, mehnat. And I continued making men moving the path of Allah, And how the ilm will open up, moving the path of Allah. Ilm is such now, the Ayn's poet will say, that ilm is unlike mal. Mal, the more you spend, the poorer you get. Ilm, the more you spend, the more it increases. Mal, you look after it. Ilm will look after you in the qabr also. So he continued striving. And then he said that mehnat kar ke Allah ke raaste mein ek raat ke andar saare ilm aa gaya. He said, one night I woke up the next morning and everything was in front of me. Allah will open my heart to all the ilm. Then when he found the monkey sahab will say that the person of Allah, Masih Ahmad Khan sahab, Allah blessed him with such knowledge that if he wanted to write the Sharah of Bukhari from memory, he was able to do it. What money shall Allah be given after that? Because of his talab and desire. Allah, I want to do this. I make the khidmat of deen. And then he would make one khatam of Quran daily. Then he wrote tafsir also. Tafsir, he pulled out the usul of tabligh from Quran and Hadith. All the usuls. Then he made tafsir of Quran to Quran. Tafsir of Quran to Ahadith. Tafsir of Quran to Aqwal al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he pulled out the entire thing, the person who could make it in class in Madrasa. But he had the love and desire to have more desires. This will come from Allah say when you make mehnat. When you make mehnat and effort and together with that amal. My honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib would say, he said, how important it is for a talib ilm to marry both. Whatever he learned in class, now to make amal upon it. So very quickly before him. And this is the Masai in there. In the class, using miswak, how to stand in salah, how to make tajweed and tahreema. They say, within a few moments, I forgot it already. Salah is as I was doing it before. Wudu as I was doing it before. When hikmat will come, they say, hikmat is the baby, the offspring of ilm and amal. Allah Allah Ta'ala Luqman al hikmat. Allah said, bless Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam al hikmat. Some say, O the Nabi, some say, O the Nabi. Hikmat, they say, when you have ilm and you have amal together. Allah gives the hikmah, the wisdom. Now you will understand the masail. Oh, Allah will open the heart thereafter. So how to make amal? How to bridge the gap between ilm and amal? That is what is lacking right now. That all the ilm is there right now, the amal is not there. The ruhani spirituality has to be there. Oh, they say that ilm will just become information. Become mobile information machines. There will be no Allah Masla Masai. But the real Ruhaniyat, where do I get this from? I mentioned before, we get this from the men of Allah. How they move in the path of Allah with the strength and the power, and how they got the Ruhaniyat. Simple example, when Allah mentioned your home time. Among the first hadith, we put in the Amari, bin Niyat. All Amara based upon intentions. Many of us did the hadith already. Venut aşarah, 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 But for the paper, they got good marks because they know the theory. But he says, they don't have the consciousness of Allah. They thought that they didn't write in Qiyan. Like in Aqidah paper. They bought Aqidah. And Ustaz put, they translate the following ibarat. Inna Allah is Sami'un Alim. Inna Allah is Sami'un Basir. Nah, I can't do the tarjumah. What is the translation of this? He's speaking in English paper. Coming when we are like all seeing. Allah is all informed. He passed the paper, but Aqidah he failed. He passed the paper, but Aqidah he failed. He said, Risa Pashkar, they are Hadith. Then they're copying everything. Sometimes we're going to on the watch also. All information is there. But Aqidah he failed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Hadith we do in Namal Amal bin Niyat. But if I ask myself, how do I make amal upon the hadith? How do I make amal upon this hadith? But every hadith I do, how do I make amal upon it? The hadith we do among the first hadith, that all amal are based upon intentions. And as the intention you make, Allah will deal with you, but Allah will give you accordingly. How do I make amal upon this? I've done the hadith, I know the sharah, I know the imtihan also, and I passed. But how do I make amal? Myself, I didn't know. I saw research by a wonderful Shaykh in Portis. So when you wake up in the morning and you go through all the motions and movements of wuzu, tahara, istinja, in your heart, in your mind, you start making your niyat for the day. Yalla today, I'll study all my kitabs, I'll keep my adab in class, I'll do all my nawafil, all my salat in bir al-kulak, safi awwal, make my mutala, make takrar, all the positive intentions. And then all the negatives, Allah, I won't do. I won't do this, and I won't do that, and I won't do this, and I won't do that. What nazi, what kalami, what zulani, what akhlaqi. Allah, I won't do, I won't do, I won't do. What are you doing now? Innamal a'malu. We know the niyat. Jitni niyat hai, utnihi Allah ki madad hai. Amount of niyat you make accordingly, Allah will dispatch the malaika who will help you now. Help you with the Help of this takrar. Because now he means he is testing upon me. For in the world you put into him, manawa. What manawa is that? Allah will give it to you. You make the need, Allah will give it. So practically, our Mashaykh teaches this is your ilm, this is having amal upon it. Otherwise, you shouldn't have ilm as saqeed, calling ilm I'm getting, but Satisa are giving me. But together with them, the fahm as saqeed. I understand correctly. Then amal is sahih, correct amal also. Sometimes the ilm also is sahih, but I'm not understanding correctly. Sometimes in a class of 10, we make it takrar and tell us in aqwal. No, Maulana said this. No, I heard this. And I. Now you are half sleeping, and you are fully asleep, and you're still rubbing your head. MashaAllah, they have a gift. You sleep anytime, anywhere, and they still not behave. And your bed's still in their hand. I thought the one person said before, Jumu'ah Bayan. Then you know all the day after that. And now you say, you don't need Namaz? You see, the man is sitting in Bayan, and you have Namaz is Ma. What's it given to? You see, my ass Mu'ana again. Mu'ana said, that Bayan, I saw you were sleeping there. I said, Namaz is Ma. Not Ma. He said, Mu'ana, my Khalid is not like it. Zakar and Nabeem. So he was making Namaz. In the class of Mali, I had all the help now. Like one brother in the Arab and also an Egyptian Jamaat came. He was very excited to go and meet them. So excited, asking him a haluk, asking him a haluk, ana tabib, ana tabib. Ana tabib. Ana tabib. So that was not paying attention in class. He's not resisting. He's getting the wrong thing. So ilm is also very important. They are getting the correct knowledge, understanding correctly, and listening correctly, correct knowledge also, understanding correctly, and amal is sahih. Otherwise, what will happen? I didn't understand correctly, doing the wrong thing. Now I fell off this. What the Ustaz said, how he said it, what is the context, what is the Ustaz, what understand, what is Ustaz? Muslims came to the masjid and they found Ansari sitting outside with a picnic basket. And he got his wife with him also. Sitting here, I'm asking the Lord, you come, he's still sitting outside. Haji, you're coming from the house. First he brought the Mustarat here to the masjid. He finished the mass, he came out, he's packing the basket. All the food is finished, he's packing it, not packing the car. He said, but no namaz, nothing. He said, Tama Ali, I know. He said, but you didn't do the mass. And brought the Mustarat here to the masjid also. There's a picnic, there's a pack of. He said, you're the Quran Sharif. He said, you're not Quran Sharif. Which Quran are you reading? He said, this is the Quran. That this is part of the Sunnah, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you mean? He says, Allah says, go to Zinat al-Qur, in the Qur'i masjid. We read the hadith also, the old workers drove one time by Yamir Garashi Rahimullah was given the bayan. Amadmi, not an alim, but he said it in the company of Ubaydullah Sa'd, Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great ulama of before. So he quoted the hadith. Now we know the hadith. To seek halal sustenance is first after other parais. So he quoted the hadith. They're talking about ilm and dhikr. Ilm and dhikr. So he said, Usma Ishkal hai. Usma Ishkal hai. All about the man. Ishkal kya hai? He said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said to earn a livelihood is farz. After other parais, but he didn't amal. He said it's farz, but he didn't earn a livelihood. So how's that man? I never thought of it. Did the kitabs also, did the hadith also. He said, Aam wasn't the shimmy sawa. He said, I was from Ubaydullah Sa'd. He says that to earn a livelihood is first of all three categories of people. First, take a job, the thief. If he doesn't earn a livelihood, then he'll steal. A person who has greed in him, has greed, sharaf, and nafs. He looks at other people's wealth, he desires their wealth, and will be taken away from them. So you have the thief, you have the greedy person, and then you have the beggar. If he doesn't earn a livelihood, he will beg. He says, first of all, read these three categories. Umki alawa mustahabi. Besides these three, is mustahab for him, subhanAllah. We have to learn the wisdom of Allah Ali. But this is the work of the sitting in the company of the pious. They will be sitting in class also. Open your heart, understand it, and how to value your ilm and amal, the hikmah will come out. So we have these opportunities, sitting in class. That is why my Shaykh always says, that way we get deceived is I have ilm, so I have deen. Ilm of deen. What the hikm is that? Mudaf mudaf ilayh. And he said, Bain al mudaf mudaf ilayh fi mughayra. Both are different. Mudaf is different and mudaf ilayh is different. They're not the same thing. The ilm alert is here, deen alert is here. But today I think I have ilm, so I have deen. I have ilm, so I have deen now. I make the effort to get ilm. Now I have to make the effort to get deen. Now if you marry the two, when in madrasa mu'ala with us, he says you'll come to madrasa. He says there are different types of talib ilm in madrasa. He says ilm is a mold. Ilm is a mold, you got a foot within the mold. It was mold your akhlaq, it was mold your thoughts, your mizaj, your temperament. It was mold how you think, how you look, how you respond. You have to fit within it. Nothing will fit around you. You will squeeze yourself into it. He says, now the deen will give you color. Light will give you color. Then your color will change, your thinking will change. Mawlana will give the example also. He says that the Dar al-Ulum is at the womb of the mother. And as long as the child is developed completely within the womb of the mother, the child comes out is beautiful. But it's a defect. The child comes out defective. Maybe we can do some plastic surgery. Child will cover it up, but you only 100%. In the same way, he says the madrasa is a womb right now. Either you can be made completely or come out defective. And for years, I'm trying to get my namaz first sarcastic. And more than often, you see the brother was always there for us. Some student days, I still battling. 10 years after 45, still trying to get to the first circle, can't make it. Because when you hit the womb of the mother, you do make the effort. Now is the time to do it. To invest now. If you invest now in the madrasa, it will pay you off after you qualify. Now we will learn the amal, ma'mula, many things after you complete the nastar. That's the ma'mula, some zikr, some Quran, some mazari. You will start it now on a small scale. He also managed to give a beautiful example. He said, what is happening in Dar al-Ulum? We have all the different furoon, different sciences, different kitabs that we are studying. And they have amal also. He says, if you really mix everything together properly, under the careful eye of your asatiza and your principal, how to do everything, how to spend your time correctly, with all your amal, then you will say, like, how you have the pot of biryani. The pot of biryani, now if you person doesn't know how to make a pot of biryani, you ask him, they say, okay, I know how to make it. There's white rice, and if you're Lebanite, you're masoor in there. Alright? And there's some ghosts in there also, some luck. 22s, 24 pots. What does it do? He cook everything in 4 pots and he's adding the food pot now. Mix everything, you don't make it. This layer upon layer. When to put it into the oven, what temperature, how to put the foil, when to put the za'faran, he says, now you cook it. On the Friday, Jummah, mashallah, after Namaz, you come in driving, come to the driving, and you smell the pot of biryani. Please don't be a chow. Please don't be a proper chow. And we really enjoy it. He says, there, in the madrasa, or really people in the local masjid will smell you. This Namaz is qualified. This time is coming. Look at him, mashallah, for the ilmuddin, his qira'ah, his namaz, his khutbah, his bayan, his akhlaq. Otherwise, you see when you have a student, I don't know about nowadays, but before, why was medical school? First year, he just now, the first year is medical school already by a stethoscope, puts in the back of the car. Then he put on badge with the doctor on call. Then he put the cross on in the front also. People call him doctor, sir. Look at first year student. I got doubt. MashaAllah, Dr. Shah married to Alhamdulillah. When somebody sneezed, he looked very ill. Now he says, oh, he's sick. He's looking very ill. Let me just check you out. You're only 6 months. He says, I think you have influenza. Although I think it's the first symptom of it. What do you call it? You got the flu. Influenza. It is banana. What is using Sirahat now? What big was it using? Now already people respect him in the family, doctors. But the alim, what? Why are you becoming alim? Part time, full time, you're still back with the masjid, relaxing there, don't know what he's doing there now. Maybe he's doing a part time alim calls, maybe he's just causing it to him. But they will see the color. Come to the local masjid in the front there, they perform the namaz. Mawlana is on standby, Mawlana is here for the weekend. All of you in the first year, you call him, not that you want us to call him, but you can see the color is there. The color is different. If the woman, the mother is getting made, and very quickly also. Now, Mawlana says that now you're getting cooked properly. Where everything is set, you've got time for this kitab, and that kitab, the Kaviya Quran, the special kitab, tafsir on top, then hadith, then shuru'at, etc. The same way now my talk is coming right. My speech is coming right. When I enter the masjid, you can see a difference. Why I'm here right now? I think Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, And then study properly. And after you qualify, go in the company of Allah Wala. Instead of you qualify, you get the fetcha kabab, the goro kabab. He's not equal to the khamqa, go in the path of Allah, and allow the kafir now to put his dawa. This is dawa, the hot plates. Let them put you in the hot plates. Now you go on the shield. You go on the shield in the path of Allah. And what a beautiful experience to go in the path of Allah. Now these students are scared to go out and the toilets. You really put the toilet, food, toilet, food and bed in the rest of your life. That's the toilet, food. But you pay to go camping, you stay in the bush. Let you pay for it. But Jamaat now, because of toilets, can't squat. Toilet is too dirty. But the food is not my diet. So few things like this, now I can't move in the path of Allah. The Sahaba comes to say, he found the best of best in the path of Allah. He found the best of the best in the past of path of Allah. We really enjoy ourselves. Also, when we went toward the end of the year, then when Ali gave us a curve ball, and I went with this very high caliber of Ali, a very high tawakkul. So he mentioned to us that time, he says that I told my wife that every month you're asking for some stipend for the house, to run the house. If I'm who I'm taking, you take also. That is from Allah. She never asked me again. Then I told her, this cooking, taking you too long now, you made a decision, Ya Allah, you send the food, and then you never cooked. Allah will send the food. Then he asked us, he said, your whole 1 year that you spent, you read Hayat al-Sahaba, Riyad al-Sadiqeen, the Riwayat, Ra'in al-Hilal, Thumma al-Hilal, Thumma al-Hilal, we saw 1 moon, the 2nd moon, the 3rd moon, 2 months with no food. In the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then battle of Dhatul Riqa', when we walked on our feet, the nails fell off, we got cuts on our feet. We read all his rewrites in Jesus we read. We give the bayan, we give the bayan. We tarjuma and we tarjuma also. See, this 1 year you tasted hunger. Said, no. Tasted thirst. We thought I'd be happy, mashallah, I can't. Then I have a resource. This was for before. That's his why? He said, all these rewrites will use these stories for you. So this quoted the Kalma Rahman out of Bayan. What is your story? But no reality. No haqqat. You go and feel Sahaba Ibrahim value the path of Allah, hunger. And now we call for Allah. Ya Allah, you send for us. Allah will send the amber. The fish will come. You get roasted, subhanAllah. Where he came from? Also in Jamaat in South America. We landed in Chile. We landed in Buenos Aires, Argentina. That time, Mahali, and only 2 masjids were there. Then from there we took the bus, we went around. Of course, they emptied into Chile, Santiago. So, we had our own stocks for the month of Ramadan also. All the meat, pizza, and the pies, and samosas, all the bus we carried in full of bags already. So, on the way through security, biosecurity, everything. So, we got through, came to the end of the street, we came back to the flight, back into Buenos Aires, Argentina. So they said, Mufisa, we can get food aside, you don't work anymore. So Jamaat went, Rabbi Sahaba went. So I had the food with me. So they put me in the red light. And now they opened it. Now, all the colonies, the boiled meat, the pies, and the small pizzas, security guys taking here, poison, drop it in the bed. Poison, drop it in the bed. I said, yeah. So when I came out of the empty cooler bag, and we said, I'm just up to this. It's gone. Just up to the door. Now Allah came. Ya Allah, to me. Ya Allah, you are Razi. Ya Allah, you give us to eat. Then to Allah is so kind. Now you please a little fear now. Ya Allah, what you eat? Let me halal. So we went to the masjid al-Bait. Al-Bait masjid we went to. Under the Egyptian Awqaf. As we enter the month of Ramadan, so they have some khajula water. So Jamaat eats. Hey, salam, salam, shabuki, or another day. And the shah has now, I hope you will do it. No use even the body, you must have these two. He just knows, I won't be from. Nafsi, nafsi. Tell us that, humble is living in the masjid now. As we're leaving, he said, brothers, go upstairs, go upstairs. What's happening upstairs? We went upstairs, a big hall. All the tables are set. What is in the menu? Fish. Subhan. Plenty of fish. How Allah fed also? You see, Allah is highly pleased. But he says, taste and hunger is okay. What does she mean? Sadhu Sharif. Sadhu Sharif, 55 degrees. We gush after Asr. Brother Sadhu Sharif in the morning. Four on another. Roza, Sadhu is half past 3. Iftari, half past 7. 25 degrees in making gush. Abhi Sahib, almost an hallucinating. We went to the Masjid, I opened the Sarkali, this big Iftari now. Abhi Sahib, for 2 hours that way. We opened the fire hose and pulled it down the room. It was too high. Let me teach the people to this. You can't even speak also. He said, go and teach the people. Now you give the bayan. That's haqiqat. That is what Ruwaiya is only. That is the reality. See, this is ilm. The haqiqat of ilm. Which you get in the path of Allah. In the love of Allah, you give what Allah wants. It's a complete syllabus. The day we spend our time correctly in the madrasa, when we are made properly, Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, qualified with Kacha Kabab. Then I go to the khanqas, go and sit there, spend on chilla at least. Let the Shaykh work on you. Let him make you maftur. You are maqsoor, you are majroor. Now he made you maftur, then he became mansoob also. When I want to come right, slowly he make you marfoor, rafa', he raise you up a little. Now I will keep my gunas and my sins. What do you do after that? Mahbub in Allah. Enjoying up to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now subhanAllah. Now this ilm has become so beneficial for me. And then as the kitab says, he put you in the tawa. On that hot plate. He put all the masalas also. And now you turn it from side to side. You take it side to side, all the dents, all your qazas, and all your laziness, everything is coming up. I tell you, one person to another, can't move, can't make it, keep me down, can't make it for namaz. But the Shaykh knew, he needs a double dose. So by ut, chalo. The way he had the ut and chalo, he woke up same time. In essence, he said, ut over, move. How you won't move? The way he got that dose, he just stopped moving after that. So they know how to give the double dose also. Like how Mr. Ali Islam mentioned, one of our students is a qualified Muhammad Ali alone. A new woman shop, clothing shop. Fashionable clothing for ladies. So he has got a manager there. So he says, starting with his son, this is my good the shop. The ladies come, they buy these certain tops and skirts, etc. It looks nice. And sometimes I tell my wife to wear it. I'm just saying, I wish I would have a job. You study over here. Where your mizaj is gone? And your wife was with you. No, but in the home also, there's a certain way of according to Sharia, to Sharia al-Haya. Al-Haya al-Shu'batun al-Iman, the branch of Iman, the Haya in speech also, obviously, Haya in listening also, obviously, Haya in dressing also, but only when you with Mubah. Everything is Mubah. Mubah al-Asad. So we want Mubah, you can do it. Yajuzu, the Talib al-Aim, Tala Yajuzu al-Aim. We have the Ta'wilat. We have the Ta'wilat, the one student of Deen went to one preacher's house. Now that old Mawla Baji was very powerful to make wuzu at home. And when he was sitting there in the lounge, he said, Mawla, why are you doing wuzu also? So the Mawla Ta'wilat said, no, for me it's more reward to make wuzu in the masjid. How do you do that? You know, I make with the need of ta'lim for the people. People see me make hijab and make wuzu. That wuzu is not equal to your man, all the ta'wil. Please me, why do you make wuzu? No ta'wilah. Plenty of ta'wilah they can make interpretations of Masra Masai. What do you speak here? Huh? So then, the wuzu are only one, I like, that time my wife was wearing like that. She don't look just like that. So, what is that said, please? This morning is a double dose of you. I'm sure you did work shopping also. Yeah, of course, it's in the morning. I'm sure she sees the men someday with a cap and jammies and a seamless t-shirt. You see, when you say, tomorrow we'll be in Madrasa, and say, I'll never dress again. You see, you did not dress. How can you never dress again? You want to dress again because you're ashamed of the way you feel sharam. Yeah, but you wanted to dress again. Think like that. And that's why you need to consider over here to get your brain right. Otherwise, the kitab, you only see which masail, what not to do. Bu arada bir soru var. Biz bunu rivayet ederek bunu da duyuyoruz. Neden sünnet? Neden sonra doğru gözüküyor görmeyi? Böyle duyuyoruz. Sonuçta bir burcunuz nasıl var? Sonra bunu da duyuyoruz. Sonra bunu duyuyoruz. Olsa o tarihin bunu duyuyoruz. Sonra bir doğru masayı var. Not true. Out of the system. So how to get made? Does that imsa kose rahmetullahi the share of what you have heard the word? And he will put you into it. The scripture kabab. He said the fragrance will become so strong of that ilm, the amal, the hikmah, the wajju, the du'a to the asatiza. He said the fragrance will come out from your heart of ilm. Now this kabab, you make him dawa, the rice hand, and the fragrance is going out, as the king of Rahimullah will say, even your baniya, the Hindu leader will become Muslim suddenly. The one Muslim is making next to it. He says, even if you walk in past the neighbor's house, this man is something. This man is something else. He has so many stories about his professor, Rahmatullah Ali. He has an airport also, asked for a glass of water, he sat down, official of the show, what do you mean? Drinking water according to Sunnah. What do you mean? One person became Muslim man. This is the akhlaq of a mu'min of a Muslim. That's now according to the true ilm in his life. And then Mawlana will say finally, that the madrasa will be two types of students. He said, first is taking the train to the key, taking the garden route, taking the garden route. So once out here, there's a garden route, it's a nice long ride. It takes about 12 hours, 10 hours. I brought my neck pillow, I brought my blanket, and I have a nice nose. It's a nice long ride. So earlier, the train is the garden route. That's the sleep. He said, no, I'll enjoy it. I paid my fare also, but the sleep will come from the sleep. This brother, he brought his binoculars and he brought his camera, and he will see everything. They both will reach Cape Town, but the journey is a vast difference. Big difference. Say, the madrasa is the same also. You get one sleep in Saudi, in 45 minutes or so. You go in Salah, you put the Salah badly for him. One person was awake. One Saudi was awake. His suffer was different. He had amal in his life also. Ilm was in his life. Dara al-Mazhar will give you a award in the end of the year for outstanding, most hard working, punctuality. We had one Saudi. In this year, I'm going to take the award. We don't want you with it. But you are the thing you got here. Working hard is not in your vocabulary. You are not bringing the first award. What's the first award? What do you have? Outstanding. Can't think you get one. Can't think you stand in order. What is the answer to the question? Standing out. So Allah says that that time in the madrasa, whether you will be a super sati, you will be awake. But you will qualify sooner or later. For what you will do after. You will feel upon him. You have conviction upon him. How will you get conviction? We discussed about Salatul Lawameen. You get yaqeen upon that. The Musa Rahimullah will say that for you to make amal upon the ilm, for you to believe what you have learned, for you to believe what you have learned that you have to do it. Is it possible you give an example like this? You need 20 kilos of courage in you. 20 kilos of yaqeen upon it. 20 kilos of yaqeen upon your own ilm to motivate you. That's something I will do. And this is what you can do here. The man, 50 years, 1 hour, now, I want to do it. That's why the objection comes. Why am I not going to do 1 year? An hour? How much do you give? 4 months, and after they come back, to live their life. He's dead, he's not in the fikr. Mawlana came back, and I'm still thinking of morning fikr now, and I'm such a lunatic. So what happened? So because he came from the Zulumat ila Nur. He saw the Nur, changed his life. The Talib ilm, in the Nur ila Nur. In the Nur ila Nur, so he is already a Nur. He has to destroy it. Or they say, I'm a worldly panku burla. Forget that I'm worldly or jahil. I'm going to the path of Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam used to make istighfar every day. For what reason? When Abdullah wrote this way to us. He says, because Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was always going up this level of ma'rifat. When you look back to the darkness, you make istighfar from it. Today, you don't even see the darkness. When Ali says, I'm sitting in the car, for the pious person, another car comes next to me and he's playing music in the car. And my ears just catch it. Although I don't listen, I don't want to hear. He said, I can feel from my memory what on earth is it being deleted or just vanishing, getting weaker. I can feel the darkness coming in. I don't feel anything. How come? They're telling you, فَجَعَلُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ نُورٌ مُعِيدٌ لَرَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ فَلَمْ فِيهِ سَيْ حَوْكَمْ نَعْمَلَتْ بِهِ. So this will come when we spend time. So for that person, for once is enough. For Allah, if not, we need it 1 year. We're going to get granted. We're going to get granted. Spend time in the Baath of Allah. Spend time for the Mashayikh. One thing we learned in Madrasa, they say for ulama ikram, don't feel alien in any avenue of deen. Don't do that to yourself. Don't feel alien in any avenue of deen. Sabkuchanarai. Don't do that to yourself. That I'm only involved in one thing. If Allah Ta'ala bless you, open your heart, learn everything of deen. And we had a Sadhguru like that also. When he came from here, Da'awah to the forefront, Tazkiyah to the forefront, Italian Ta'aluk to the forefront. When he came to Mashwara, we only handle the Mashwara. When it comes to Bayan also, how to give the Tashkili Bayan, how to give the Hidayat Bayan, how to give the Waqsi Bayan, I know how to do it. When it comes to give the Dhikr Bayan, when it comes to Wazari Bayan, the Hamka, that's why I do it. When it comes to Kutub, when it comes to Ilm, when it comes to Shuwahat, that's why I do it. Just do everything you do. Should not be in my own masjid. Or should at least you say, that when you qualify, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will give. Whatever khidmat, Allah will give some remuneration for it. There can be something for imam, for teaching, etc. He said, do something for free also. Do something for free. Walk the streets. What are people doing? Do something for free. Not that everything you're doing, you're taking something for it. Do something for me. Something free for Allah Ta'ala. Since like this, you find the Ruhani coming to your heart. But this has to start from Madrasa, at least. And after 45, then I will see, then I will start. All of us come down. The other person is waiting, then he goes out in the world, and now people are waiting, Mawlana Bayan, Mawlana Bayan. But then, Sheikh Sahib will say, then the Mawlana will say, what is Jamaat was it? He was saying, only Bayan, Bayan, Bayan. Everybody will go, Jamaat also, Mawlana Ya Bayan, Mawlana Ya Bayan, Mawlana Sabd al-Ghib, Mawlana Sabd al-Siha. He said, but Shukar Kuro, make Shukar, you give it to your ready made audience. Otherwise, if the Adam has become a Sheikh Kamil, make his own ways. Now listen to him. They already given you. And after the bayan of Subhana, hey, what a bayan. Jazakallah khair. Next week you want to get it. He said, they'll use you. I'll abuse you. No problem. That's what I'm here for. He said, present yourself. Do the khidmat of deen. Open your heart. Make niyats now. Make niyats now. Allah will give you manawa. Whatever you intended. Allah Ta'ala give us some faith. When the Madrasa has been our time correctly, open our hearts. But as I mentioned, the important thing, Allah doesn't have come in our children with already in the first, second year. We have some ta'aluk, we have some connection to our Shaykh, to our Satiza, made Mashwara. And Allah Ta'ala open doors, open avenues. Alhamdulillah, Mashwara, Mashwara, so much of khair and barakat. Mashwara is istikhar. Many are going to find that right now we don't recognize authority. Baroka manna, baroku manna, to believe in our seniors and to take mashwara from them, we go very, very far in life. Especially mashwara, we have to make mashwara. And the burden of mashwara, possibly my share of your son is 50 years old. I'm only 20. But I promise you, make mashwara with them, whether you're doing imamat, whether you're teaching in a maktab, and I'm making mashwara with them. The color he has in him of 50 years old will come on you. Although you're 20, but your Musafi is 50 will come to you, Mana, you need to see him to from you. What's the problem? So that he was my wife and wanted to kill the entire life in your hands. And they ask me, that's what he answers to, but he sees something else in you. Is that you? Is the reflection of your Asakiza. I make him a shwara there. So he mature very quickly. Does this life the same? Does this life the same, Mashwara? If you don't know, first of all, Allah dhikri. Ask people, you know, the answers will come from this other medicine or the religious point of business. MashaAllah, very good. Here's a pious businessman with a success story. Ask him how he did it. Ask him, so he'll pull your hand and he'll pull you 50 years ahead. You won't make mistakes. But you will be clever, then go through it. But don't make MashaAllah, he'll tell you how to hack the system and come up quickly. I want to become a doctor also, he's a doctor, yeah. Success story, he got his tabligh, he got his tazkiyah, he got his ta'aleem, and he got his doctorate also, but ask him how it is. Very quickly he put you on. We have our sahbiza. We will be mashwara with them, revert to them. We have our mashayi, we have our sheikh, we revert to them. Very quickly for us. And what we thought we can never do, we will do it now. But what we have said, say, Mawlana Yunus Jalali, you see this teaching. You start to grow pala like this. But you don't do it. And you do it now. On whose step you do it? Mawlana step. Not a nice step. I don't have it once you do it. You don't understand, you can ask me. And before you go to Jannah, man, how it happened? Du'as, mashwara, tawajjuh, and Allah that opens the way. If I duck and I die, and I don't do it in front, don't put myself forward, then, مَنْ قَدَّمَ نَفْسَهُ قَدَّمَهُ اللَّهِ. Person who put himself forward, Allah that will take him forward. Person who relaxes and he stays behind, you will be left behind also. Now is the time that Allah will put ourselves forward. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to do it and find a role model. And what Allah is very wrong to emulate the role model. Emulate him. All that when you emulate, then the friend will say, oh, you become a so and so, you mean like this, you just see like him. Or you become a Muslim. You just know what you have to do. You know what you have to do, and soon Allah will open the way. Allah will be sufficient to Muhammad, inshallah. Allah will say, all of us in the khidmat of Deen, Al-Afiyah, Al-Hamuliyah, Al-Sihah, Al-Salam, Allah will be good. And I mentioned the dua to our honorable Sheikh also one time. I said, Hazrat Allah will keep your saya and keep your shadow over us for a long period of time. So Mawlana told me two things from the Hamisa. He said, Jima, Allah will keep us here in the khidmat of Deen or take us there. No use being here for nothing. But being the khidmat of Deen, then we are benefit. The second time I told Mawlana, Allah will give you a long life, keep you amongst us, Mawlana started laughing. To see the reality of ilm, haqiqat, which I never hit me also. So Mawlana laughed, I said, Mawlana, you're laughing. He says, you know, Fisad, you're actually making dua that Allah Ta'ala keeps, Allah Ta'ala keep this prisoner only in prison. I don't get a situation with me. He said, it looks like you love this place. He said, it's just your passing time. This is a decision. You're looking more in the dream, but he didn't tell me that, but this is my home. He said, making dua, Allah keeps the prisoner, lonely in prison. From there, he said, hit my heart and engage how much you love this prison. What we're not planning right now on the weekend. The prison is not open, the pain is there. Right? Whatever we can do, we can do. One day we start the reset button again. Whatever goal we want in 5 days, we blow it up the weekend, we start again now. On Monday. He said, the prison first. We're just passing our time. We've got a place to enjoy. He says when you're enticed and nafs is troubling you, he says when all of our calculations, this worldly life, 60 to 70 years compared to the life of the akhirah, was like 2.5 minutes. So how could you Mawlana was saying? He said, Mawlana, tell yourself, Yusuf, Zara Sabarka. Zara, is it good? Let's go show you. Zara Sabarka, Jannat is 2.5 minutes away. Jannat is 2.5 minutes away, maybe it will suffer. Don't fall in the trap of shaitan, this time will be there. But shaitan said, no, not only still. This time will be there. Then you can enjoy it. What you want to do, zip lining, quad bikes, and you know, skiing, and water sports, that will give you a private beach. Your private yacht. You won't get hurt. La khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. Even then you can enjoy what you want, who you want. No, there was nothing whatsoever. Just do 2.5 minutes. A little bit sabr. And this time you will be there. Then you can enjoy yourself. And what is joy when we can't even describe? Hadith with it, مَا لَعِنُ رَاكْ وَلَا أُنُّ سَمِعَتْ. So no eye has seen, no ear has heard, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْقِ الْبَشَرْ. Nobody even thought about it. We have a little bit of Jannah there. Other voices. But with other voices, one needs to ask more like and keep concentration in Salah. I said, you will design the code in Salah, so keep your own. You know, you're a Muslim. Nobody thought about it. They said nobody heard about it. But you heard about it. In Quran, you heard Ahadith, you heard. So the first Muhaddith is saying, this riwayat is regarding those who are not, because Allah is not in the Quran. It's something beyond this. Which you can't imagine about it. So Allah Ta'ala has kept away. So don't be deceived. One last point, I think, inshallah. One last don't be deceived. I have been from what is the Jannah. We can't become advanced Jannahis. We can't become advanced Jannahis. One last thing, we see in that room, Azadu, we can teach you how to get to Jannah. How many robots? Robots? How many toys are out? How much you going to pay? How many hours it will take you? Where are you in Tihar? Your past, or you still Nazar, you're not in Jannah Islam. So you can also, you can know all the way how to get to Jannah, but you're not there still. What is Nani? You still got to get to the vehicle of Taqwa, be guided, learn how to drive it correctly, don't crash it, don't bump into anybody, take as many passengers as you can, and make your journey safely to Jannah. What happens now, I know I'm going to get this, I'm already there. The act of the advanced Jannah, some people they feel of living in Jannah, so they don't be real also. Why? No be in Jannah. How can we happy every day? They don't be real also. So no, keep doing it, it's in the house. One will say also, the father has a repent, not in the house. One will say, the house will be a cholesterol, a cushion. Whatever the man doing, the beard is also, the pants is also, also the left. Then you make Zahid. Then you make Zahid, the pants are now the Hadiths are telling, the things are with the example, the Hadiths are telling, they came with Saudi Airlines. And the Saudi pilot announced that, as you know, Saudi Airlines are leave going, you have golden wheels, they're just in the world, you don't have to show to anybody, you have golden wheels. So we're going to learn about the wheels. They say, pilot Mubarak, he said, you are not masking to your kid. Then he said, Father, he told us, I took off the wheel nicely and then. You are not my remote here, I am not your husband. Take off the wheels. The same way, Master, take off the pants also. The woman is wearing the hijab and everything is on its place. You can have an overdose of taqwa and a push key. Why are you going to push key? You can shut key and push key. One of us said, they have one push key in the class also. Super, super pious. Beyond everyone else. He said, let me see, go to the toilet and take off the topic. He said, no, Lapa is a guy, I have to go back. The topic is up in his feet. I told him, Lapa, you can't be talking. I give you a logic. You still have to go to the topic. But you can push. You see, this is now, aim at the soul below the shirt. What was it? Was a Tamil Rakhatullah, he gave him so many badam in his knees. Few days later, they see him on the land walking the street without wearing a shirt. They say, why did you put that? They say, well, grab that guy. So why? Because the time you give me so many banana trees, I just pick up the first and I double the banana. They put the banana before that came out. So everything in moderation, that's why you need Mashaikh. How to do this, how to do that today, still just a few nights ago, when I asked Marana also, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, we read the riwayat, that every night you read Surah, Surah Hadith, Surah Rahman, Surah Waqiyah, Surah, so many benefits. When I started reading, he said, no, what I give to read that was this. I give you 2-3 Surahs, suffice upon that. Otherwise, وَلَا يَشَادُ الدِّينُ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. Then you fall down. I give you so much, you sleep with that only. I think now self-educate. You have the riwayah from the start one day. But then, too much pushki, too much amma, very much work after the world reverse gear. Marana says, what is the problem when a person screw his goose? Marana says, two bob shots. That is the problem. But when he's too tight, also is the problem. When he's too tight, he's too intelligent now. Then he opened the letter, and pastor came also. Right, and all the long men was in the van, and I got a pastor came. A chocolate was like my favorite chocolates. That chocolate had a different taste. He's sitting there with his torch, sitting in the corner, he's chunky one day. But a chunky bar also. They let these guys come to tell you. Yeah. So they came out like that. Married boys, non-married boys. But then we can imagine the return material. Now we come into the times of our Bayana, Shari Complete. So on the return to the river we were coming, the guys between those Johannesburg, all the married boys disappeared, all the people of the new quotas. So then we were cooking the non-married boys. You see, yeah, you touch on the airport, your mind is not picking up. What about you? The body is moving into the airport. So the whole conversation started. And they told the man when he goes tonight, the climax of your evening is your mouth child. And when the man is boy, what was that? That's the one he said. So what you can join with, my dear, is moving the past forward. Is giving the body to you, building the Mashiach, to teach you how to enjoy it. Not being looking for it is not here. Allah has not kept it in here. Let's take it in Allah, moving the path of Allah, taking the family in the path of Allah, going for scholars, and then your son, your rafiqa, in the path of Allah, where she supports you. Where she supports you in your being, you support her in her being. That's how you enjoy your married life also. That you have the shikhar of being, she has the shikhar of being. And just to conclude that, find a good chance to share this point also, or a little kiss for us also. Which every alim is concerned. After I qualify, alhamdulillah. After I qualify, alhamdulillah. How am I going in my life? And the reality is, how much I'm going to learn? How am I going to come out? I like a comfortable life. So, Mawana told us one day that an alim suddenly comes to you, Mawana, the moon is going down. And to close up my second store, and me and my passion must do. So, Mawlana, I'm going to do business also. Where is the shop open? Which mall? How is the lighting? What stock you keeping? How is the pricing? Maybe the market is not right. He became financial advisor. So, the 6 years to become, I became the financial advice. So, Mawlana said, oh, my son, you didn't show up anymore. فقلت استغفروا ربكم انه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا وانجزاكم من الوالد وبنين. This is the advice you should be giving him. Tell me to amal. So he started making istighfar. He said, Mawlana doesn't have the key, he knows ilm because he doesn't know his work. I didn't know also. So the Mawlana told us, he said, this advice you give. Tell the Quran to you. All the solutions are there, even for yourself also. Like giving advice, you will agree with the advice also, it's for you also. Allah will give you a man, Allah will give money, or your anhar. That's another idea. Allah will give you anhar, all the fruits and vegetation and water and gardens. Allah will give you dunya also, for the simplest of deen. So when the Ruh al-Qist, it was a jib thing. He says, پہلے علماء اکرام ان کو ان کی شان خوشاہوں کی طرح ہوتے تھے. He says, علماء before the شان were like kings. Like علماء رومی رحمه اللہ, as the kings are saying, never used to walk. Students used to carry him in the carriage. Like a king he was. But then he used to speak to hit the heart. The حکیم رومی رحمه اللہ رحمه اللہ علیہ said, when I qualified as an عالم, I had plenty of علم. And as you sit on the mimbar, in the way I should give a bayan, the mimbar is to shake. What a bayan! What is this looking? So many movements he's making. And all the flowery talking, all the movements and everything. He says, it's like I put my hand in the hand of Ali ibn Abdullah Mahal ibn Makiyah. I put my hand in his hand. He says, feel, he says, that when I should give a hand before me, may he yield the ta'a or mimbar he yield the ta'a. I used to move at the има ли тому? Се знае от мене до мешек сега, се знае и след много, а беше бива бая, и се айс по буви, да ли бъде буви. Това са буви.
Мачи ми се.
И хит хац. И се вън буви, и бува мола на хакто и коли бай. То не се хакто мола, но Алла фатто ти гази рахмату лали. И се зухели ми не кариш. Абу Ханифа рахмату лали. Това е лъжди. Check your wealth. No one grammar was worth so much. Never worry twice. Give it a sattah. How many students were sponsoring also? Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. That the only reason he should do tijara to form a jamaya was to do kiya to Allah Adha Ramah Iqnab with a teaching project. So Allah Ta'ala given him so much. He said, how come? Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so much of dunya wealth. It was for the vicar of deen. He says, it was wrong reason. The Sahaba Ikram had this habit in their lives also. Which ulama stopped doing. He says, Awam have opened the Dastar Khan, and ulama have closed the Dastar Khan and accepted da'wats. So when you go for the da'wat, after da'wat, they say, Dua ku, Allahum barik lahum, qima razaqtahum, waqtar lahum, rahamhum. Allahumma atqim man atamana, wasqi man saqana. As the king said, we say the word of the dua. Ya Allah, you give him to eat or give him to eat. Give him to drink or give him to drink. What does it mean? Allah will give you the best food in dunya and the best drink in dunya. The best food in dunya, the kafir of Madina Manawara. Allah will give you Madina Shaykh. The best drink, Zamzam of Makkah. Allah will give you Makkah Shaykh. Give him dua of Allah Hajj for him. Give him barakat, Allah grant him barakat. After I end up in the Sahih, Akra ta'amakum al-abrar, wa salat alaykum al-malayika. All the dua Mulisab is making, he said, Mulisab, we bring dua for you. You close your Dastar Khan. You open Dastar Khan, Allah will pardon his rosy. You close your Dastar Khan, Allah will close your rosy. You open your Dastar Khan, it's a feeling. It's a feeling in the heart of Allah's Abba, you know the tarteeb of spending the wealth and the time. Private women are wanting to spend the wealth and the time in the deen of Allah. They give everything. What is left over is spent upon to you for Rahman. Or you do Guri from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Guests came to take them home. Hajj Sahab al Rawai, Omri Sahab, 80 people home. Imagine the picture of 80 boys home. What do you say? What's happening? Come tell them that eat and go. Come tell them and eat. Eat and go. They fed them like that. And they had nothing. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? They had nothing but they fed. They say, feed the people, feed the makhluk. By kind of feed them in spiritual food. He said, they open the sarkhan, Allah open the rosy. You close the sarkhan, Allah close the rosy. He said, open the sarkhan. Start feeding the people. Start feeding them and Allah will feed you. Many incidents I can mention in the low time. Check out the sahaba, Babu. Babu infaq, the sahaba, Rabbi Allah ta'ala anhum. Babu infaq. How sahaba ikram used to feed? Ghalib was Abdullah bin Ahmad bin Asr, the Allah anhum, also was him. When he went for Hajj, Allah take all of us inshallah. He went for Hajj and then the delegation came from Iraq and they heard there was a Sahabi. This was meeting to become Tabi'een. When they went to his camp, it was a Misfara, if I'm not mistaken. And 300 camels he came with. 300 camels. They came into the camels. 200 laden with food only. 100 he brought Hujjaj with him. He said, what the tawakkul is what? So that's with Abdullah bin Amr is in the Haram. They thought, no, he is such a big entourage, but they have Khadim, can't beat him, the elders who are leaving. Alone, rope and down. Had his shoes under his armpit, and he was leaving the Haram. He said, salam with him, sat down with him, and speak to him. Then the Sahabi asked him, has there so many camels? He just smiled. Now you do the maths. 300 camels, what will be there? How much of a camel? 35,000? 50,000? Times 300? He says 200 camels I brought with food, 100 camels with Hujjaj, all my expense. Basically, I charged the entire flight. 100 Hujjaj, all my expense, and I brought the food for them also. And whoever comes can eat with them. That was his Hajj. Allah blessed with feeding. How they spend in the path of Allah. See, ulama, we have this fear, this is spend in the path of Allah. Anfi qiyabila, la taqsha, min dil arshi iqlaha. Oh, God, carry on spending. Don't fear. Allah will give you. Don't fear, carry on spending. This we have this fear. Allah will give us the himmat, inshallah. And then what we say, They have at least started, if you want to start cleaning. In Jamaat from the local masjid, they can't even move or something. For a very small apartment, small flat. They take with some biscuits. Which biscuit? The poor man biscuit, Mari biscuit. It's a Mari biscuit for me. At least you start from there. Then you see next time Allah will increase it. 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 Inshallah. Any questions? He said, I ask one question you're facing your entire life. At least you can say, I ask one question in class. I expect him to say, what question you ask? All the things you can answer, what question is the second you ask? And he's facing a long and hard one, so come to the top one, you know. Then they will start off guard. You know, Tikkad was out of the castle. What did Jogi do start? So he needs his wife. Stinking, stinking. Oh, I'm sorry, what question? Jiva was the question. Mushtaq, every year, Ramadan comes 10 days earlier. What about Eid? I will say that Urdu was better. So I think that paper when he paid or whatever it was, so the Ustad asked, he says, boy, when they go in the cover, how is he going to answer? He didn't know the other way. I tell him, Urdu better than what he's doing. All the Ustad we had, some students used to make him upset in the Parcha also. After they finish, I think, nonsense. Once more, Adil Saab from Jalalabad came. So they were having all the Jalalabadis were there. So one of the ulama was telling him, look at the student days, the boy was so, he was so naughty he was. So he got a bit upset. So he asked him. So Allah said, don't get angry. Student days, you're allowed to do all these things. After you qualify, it's a different way. It doesn't make a mark on you after you qualify. But yes, you try to be as good as possible in your student days. But it's understandable, student days are like that. Do you have any questions, but there's a tie-in, no? That makes it around, inshallah.